Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I am your host, Dale Lally, and Steelers training camp day 12. We got to start building the arcs out here in Latrobe. Steelers forced to move their practice to Tuesday morning at 10:30 because of rain in the afternoon. They just got it in today, and the rain's let loose again, but the Steelers did get another physical practice in the books, and once again the offense showing up here with in what probably will be the last padded practice of this week. The offense goes out winning the seven shots drill 5-2, and then looking good in some of the short. Or they did a red zone drills at the end of practice, and the offense did a good job there as well. Mitch Trubisky putting the offense in the end zone on three of his four attempts in this, and looking good doing so. The first two snaps of the drill were runs to Benny Snell. Snell got in once. We stopped short of the goal line by Terrell Edmonds on his first opportunity, but then got in on his next trip. Trubisky then threw a nice pass to George Pickens in the back of the end zone. Pickens got a little toe tap in there just inside the end line. And then on the next play, Trubisky rolls to his left at the snap. It was a designed rollout. They moved Pickens was stacked on his right behind Chase Claypool. And at that point, actually, the Trubisky pass for the touchdown was actually a pass to Claypool, not George Pickens. But on the next play, Trubisky rolls to his left, and it was immediately on the snap. Pickens had gone in motion, and the defense went with him. Trubisky just rolls right into the end zone and goes in untouched, showing a nice burst there. And I think that's really something that's going to be underrated in his game this year. I think it's something that's being underrated, perhaps, in his game. Mitch Trubisky's looked pretty good here over the last week. And, you know, I think when you look at everything that he's done here, you know, I think so, even some of the interceptions, maybe some of the struggles that he was having earlier in this camp were largely because he was trying some things out, testing some things out. If you remember, Ben Roethlisberger talked about doing that last year with guys like Pat Freiermuth, putting the ball in spots where only they could catch it, seeing what their catch radius was, things of that nature. So I think Trubisky was doing some of that early on in this camp. And you can do that when you feel like you are the guy. And so whether he was told that he was the guy or whether he just felt that way all along, you know, I think we've seen quite a bit of that from Trubisky because he has really turned it on here of late. Again, the pass to Claypool in the back of the end zone for that first touchdown pass, Trubisky spotted him. Claypool started out in the slot on that play, and he had Pickens to his outside. So the defense dropped into a zone. Claypool, got along the end line, and Trubisky didn't float the pass. He fired it in where only Claypool was going to have a chance to catch it and pulled that pass down, did a nice job again of getting his toes down in the back of the end zone. But that's a field pass. Like, you don't throw that pass to Deontay Johnson or Anthony Miller or one of the other smaller receivers on a team. That's knowing who the receiver was and saying, okay, I'm going to put this where this guy can go get it. And so I think you're starting to see more of that comfort zone with Mitch Trubisky. So I think this guy, you know, the things are only looking up with him for sure. Mason Rudolph also got the team into the end zone and his one chance. He took the third team snaps in this one. Kenny Pickett was 1 for 2 in the 7-shot drill. Missed Gunnar Olszewski, I'm sorry, in the end zone, but kind of overthrew him in the back corner. It was good coverage on the play. And then Pickett rolled to his right, again, moving that pocket and hit wide open Jalen Warren in the flat for a touchdown. Warren, again, he's the guy that I really, if you're looking for a camp phenom here from this Steelers training camp, it's Jalen Warren. I mean, this kid can play. And I think he's really kind of pushing Benny Snell. And that's brought out some better play from Benny Snell as well. So that's what you want. You want that kind of competition there. Warren had the run of training camp. he took a handoff, found a little hole in the middle, kind of off left guard, and burst through the defense, made a nice cut to his left, and then got out into the open there. And it took 4 defensive backs to get him on the ground. I mean, he is a load. It was about a 15-yard run, but boy, it was as nifty a 15-yard run as you'll see for a guy, a big power back like that. So it was a good day for Jalen Warren. He just continues to impress. I really think that the Steelers are starting to find a little something with that running game as they get more and more physical. I'm going to be interested to see how that looks when they play the Seahawks on Saturday. It wouldn't surprise me if Mike Tomlin plays that offensive line unit as a group for at least a quarter in this game, just to see, give them a chance to gain a little continuity here. And as I said before, you know, everybody was asking, well, you know, how long is it going to take this offensive line to gel? And then, you know, after a couple of days of practice, we're like, how come this offensive line isn't gelling yet? Why doesn't it look good? Well, that's the way it goes. It is going to be a work in progress for that offensive line. But I will tell you this, they seem to have settled on a left guard. And it's not just because Kevin Dotson got hurt. In fact, Mike Tomlin saying today when they were doing one-on-ones and it was Kendrick Green going up against Cam Hayward, and Tomlin yelling at Kendrick Green, come on, KG. We got one dog, one bone here now. And some of that's because Dotson was hurt. But honestly, it's because he also, you know, Kendrick Green's kind of winning that battle a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's something that you want to see here. You want to see one of those guys take a step forward and win that job. And I think we've seen Kendrick Green start to do that. Of course, Kevin Dotson dealing with a little bit of an ankle injury. All kinds of stuff kind of happening out here at training camp. And of course, the Steelers have just 2 days of practice remaining here before they head back to Pittsburgh for their first game at Acrisure Stadium. And that's going to take, I know, fans a long time to get used to saying Acrisure Stadium, but they'll get used to it. Trust me, you will. But we're going to take a break and come back with more here in just a bit on the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Ah, yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus Brightolus. The worm's captivating neon color makes it an easy, gummy prey.
Trolley! Holy.
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me.
Delicious. Visit Trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
Welcome back. I am Dale Lawley. This is the Dale Lawley Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. And on Tuesday, Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, met with reporters for a meeting that was supposed to be specifically about approving the sale, that the league approved the sale of the Denver Broncos. But it turned into Goodell talking a lot about what's going on with the Deshaun Watson situation. Of course, the league appealed that six-game suspension decision. And he was asked why the league is seeking, which is what they're seeking here, is a one-year suspension of Deshaun Watson. And Goodell said, and I quote, "Because we've seen the evidence," according to the NFL Network. "Judge Robinson was very clear about the evidence. There were multiple violations here, and they were egregious, and it was and it was predatory behavior. Those are things we felt were important for us to address in a way that's responsible." That's very important to note here. This is the NFL gets to appoint or has appointed the arbitrator who will now hear the appeal of the six-game suspension. And that guy's his name is Peter Harvey. He kind of works for the league here. So the Cleveland Browns are in a little bit of trouble here in terms of what's going to happen in the 2022 season. Because I'm going to tell you right now, everybody's kind of been complaining since Sue Robinson, Judge Sue Robinson, came out with that six-game suspension. It's going to be more than that, folks. It's going to be way more than that. And it could end up being the entire season. And suddenly, the Cleveland Browns season just looks like it's going to be just a disaster. Now, do they make a trade for Jimmy Garoppolo or do something in that regards? Maybe. If it turns out that Deshaun Watson is done for the year, I think that's what the San Francisco 49ers are kind of waiting for here, because they don't want to have to release Jimmy Garoppolo. They'd love to be able to trade him. But then if you're the Browns, how long does it take you to get Jimmy Garoppolo up to speed? And is Jimmy Garoppolo healthy enough? Remember, he had off-season shoulder surgery. Nobody's seen him throw a football. It's not like he's working out with the 49ers right now. They told him to stay away. So, Cleveland is probably going to have to see him throw before they make any kind of move. It's just a disaster. And, for Steeler fans, I'm sure you have to appreciate, you have to like what you see when a team kind of self-destructs like that within your division. People keep asking me, why am I talking about what's going on with the Browns? What's a division team? And all I heard all offseason long, well, the Steelers have they have the worst quarterback situation in the AFC North. Do they? I don't think so. Not with Deshaun Watson looking at a season-long suspension. That's just not reality. The reality is that Cleveland, once again, is in a mess. And this one's completely of their own doing. There's no reason for them to be in this situation other than they saw an opportunity to try to game the system to acquire Deshaun Watson. And certainly not on the cheap, but that's neither here nor there. They're paying him a lot of money. They're going to give him a lot of money this year to probably not play football. That's going to do it for the Dale Lawley Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. We appreciate you listening. We'll see what happens with all that and we'll start seeing some games being played here across the NFL as week one of the NFL preseason starts to take place this week. It'll start Thursday, I believe. So we'll start to see some games here. start to see some injuries as well. And, you know, you see if the Steelers can make it through the preseason unscathed. That's always a big key. And that's why teams are trying to limit the contact for some of their star players, Steelers among them, holding guys like Cam Hayward, TJ Watt out of some of these, even though they have a lot of contact drills, they still do that. But you can hear all of our shows here on the network. Listen to our Pitt, Penn State, Pirates, Steelers, Penguins. We got Pittsburgh sports covered in a way that nobody else does here in the Burg. I'll be back again tomorrow to give you more on the Dale Lally Show.